Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week, one of the highlights on the afternoon show is our conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. This week, it's Greg Mancic and Sandy Max talking with Secretary Sayers.
Oh, summer is finally here. It's time now for Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. Our chance to connect with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. Hello, Ann. Did you have a great 4th of July?
Oh, you know it. How about you?
It was wonderful. We have finally flipped to July. To me, that means we are in the heart of our Wisconsin summer.
We are in it, and we have a jam-packed schedule of events to get to this month.
What about if you like automobiles?
This is one of a kind. So you can experience one of America's greatest auto events at the Iola Car Show and Swap Meet. The small community of Waupaca actually grows exponentially by tens of thousands who trek up to Waupaca County between July 6th through 8th for this show. It's more than 2,500 cars will be on display for all of us to marvel at. The vehicles span the decades. So you're going to see early model productions from the 1930s, iconic models from the 50s, modern cars with some customized flair. There's also thousands of spaces for vendors that will be selling vintage car parts or swapping cars. The entire event is described as a sensory experience. So the vehicles keep your eyes looking from one visually stunning car to the next. You're going to be surrounded by the smell of cheese curds, grills, rubber, and cars. And for some, seeing a car from their childhood is just going to bring back that flood of good memories. It'll be a good time.
And we're always familiar with the Wisconsin State Fair in southeast Wisconsin. We'll be broadcasting there. But there's another great Wisconsin State Fair in the northern part of our state.
That's right. And it's a big one. So you can head up to the Chippewa Falls in mid-July and celebrate the 125th anniversary of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. It's between July 12th and the 16th. You're going to experience all the sights, sounds, and smells of a state fair combined with that small-town charm of Chippewa Falls. It's a jam-packed schedule over the 5 days. There's entertainment for the kids. There's pig, duck, and goat races, livestock shows, and performers. That sounds really fun. You'll also be able to sing along to great live music on the main stage. Acts this year include Come Sail Away With Me, rock band Styx, and hip-hop artist Nelly. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair has a lot to offer for a memorable visit, including a midway that's full of rides, food vendors serving those fair staples, and an exhibition hall to check out.
And from fair to fire, Ann, I thought I had heard of pretty much every cultural festival in Wisconsin, but the Midwest Fire Fest sounds really cool.
I know. I'm so excited about this one. So you can celebrate the artistry of fire at the Midwest Fire Fest. It's in Cambridge on the weekend of July 22nd to the 23rd. This festival is kind of like part art fair, part makers fair, part music festival, and it's centered around all things created with fire, heat, and smoke. So that includes clay, metals art, hot glass, food, and performances. You'll find several artists holding demonstrations on how fire and heat can transform materials into artwork. And the festival attracts artists to display their work from across Wisconsin and surrounding states. And one of the top attractions of the Midwest Fire Fest is the firing of a 7-foot clay sculpture that will be revealed to festival attendees. So you got to be there for it. You're also going to find food, fire dancers, and smoking hot music all weekend long.
And finally, let's head to Oshkosh, the EAA. Such a magical time. If you love airplanes, this is the destination, likely in the world, right in Oshkosh.
That's exactly right. We're so lucky here in Wisconsin to have this one. Oshkosh is home to America's high-flying festival, EAA AirVenture. It is the largest experimental aviation event in the entire country. More than 2,000 airplanes are on display. Thousands more aircraft actually fly in just to attend the event each July. And the event is so popular that the control tower at Whitman Regional Airport, which hosts the EAA AirVenture, temporarily becomes the busiest one in the whole world. You're going to discover vintage airplanes, home-built aircraft, seaplanes, so much more. EAA AirVenture also offers airplane and helicopter rides, aerobatic stunt shows, and other activities. Join more than 600,000 spectators for EAA AirVenture when the festival takes off between July 24th through the 30th.
And we're going to be broadcasting live from EAA, I know, on July 28th. So we will be right in the heart of it all. Really cool stuff, Ann. Start your summer getaway by visiting TravelWisconsin.com. So many tips and great places to visit across our state. This heart of summer is upon us. Ann, we appreciate your time. We'll check in again next week.
Here we go.
I love her energy. She's so much fun. And what a great job, too, right? She spends the whole year going from cool place to cool place and then telling us all about it. I absolutely love that. If you'd like more information on the show, it's very easy. You can check it out and find stuff at WTMJ.com. That's WTMJ.com. Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Talk to you again next week.